I'm Samantha Russo, Multimedia Content Specialist for Engineered Systems. Welcome to the Percussive Maintenance Podcast, and thank you for tuning in. Today, we are honoring International Women in Engineering Day. In this episode, I chat with Mackenzie Mahalski, a technical service engineer at Owens Corning. Mackenzie shares her inspiration for becoming an engineer, the experiences she has overcame as a woman in the field, what excites her about her future in the industry, and much, much more. Mackenzie, thank you so much for joining me today. This broadcast topic is one that I always leave feeling invigorated and inspired by, so I'm very excited to have you here and the opportunity and honor to speak with you today. To get started, could you just talk a little bit about yourself and what you do at Owens and Corning?
Sure. So I'm currently, like you said, a technical services engineer. So what that means is I help to maintain and develop insulation systems and specifications. We focus primarily on the industrial insulation industry, focusing more so on cryogenics, so just really, really cold processes. I also help to manage product compliances and testing, and then acting as a technical resource or support for our sales and marketing teams. With that being said, I work pretty closely with other engineers outside of OC and specifiers, and work pretty closely with them on their insulation specifications.
Wow, it sounds like you have a lot inside of your position that you are doing, you know, not just, you know, as someone like me who is just kind of like coming into the engineering field like blindly, I don't really realize how much it goes into becoming different types of engineers. And I think that's really, really interesting.
Yeah.
So who or what inspired you to become an engineer?
Yeah, so I knew from a pretty early age that engineering was a path that I wanted to take. And I 100% have to say that that influence was from my grandmother. So she got married, had kids, went through a divorce, and decided that she wanted a better life for her and her children. She decided to pursue an education. She got her bachelor's, master's, and PhD in mechanical engineering, very accomplished woman, but she did it in a time where it was even more uncommon to do so than it is today. And it's just essentially her determination that truly inspired me to want to do the same.
That's so amazing. I mean, just really letting it sink in. Bachelor's, master's, and a PhD.
Yes.
And yeah, like you said, this was during a time when it was very uncommon. I can absolutely see why having your grandmother in your life at all would inspire you to take the same route. So you come from a line of very powerful women, don't you?
Yes. And I'm super, super appreciative that I did have that influence at such a young age. And I think that I didn't really realize that it was anything. I thought that was very normal for little girls to one time at some point in their life just to aspire to be an engineer and go down that path. That didn't think that that was anything that was uncommon. So,
oh my gosh, no, you're definitely part of the force leading the way, you know. And you seem very passionate. So
yes.
What would you say the most exciting thing is about being a technical service engineer?
Yeah, so I think what honestly gets me really excited is the opportunity to teach others. I don't think that there's ever a day where I'm not trying to learn something new. And I have one of these strengths that being able to cater to the audience that I'm speaking to and that I'm teaching whatever it is that I'm talking about, specifically catering to that audience. So being able to switch and have a more analytical approach and get more detail oriented for others who do have their background in engineering or want to get more technical and want to understand more. And then being able to also switch to somebody who doesn't really have a background in engineering or doesn't want to get into the weeds on the technical stuff, and keeping it high level enough that they can understand and relatable to what they might experience in the real world. And just being able to switch between those two and leverage that and help others learn and understand is really what gets me excited.
That's really awesome. I mean, I before this position, I have a background in teaching, tutoring as well, definitely for something way less technical, but still, yeah, that's such a wonderful approach to teaching someone something. It's very admirable to have the empathy, really, to look at your audience and say, what exactly do they need from me? That's fantastic.
That's a good word to use to describe it too.
Thank you. What was it like during your education while, you know, as a woman pursuing engineering?
Yeah. So, honestly, it was really intimidating. I'm not going to lie. I remember how nerve-wracking it was, like, my first semester. So lecture halls can range anywhere from 30 to 100 people. And I remember looking around, just trying to find another female that I can sit next to and connect with, and how I just felt so relieved when that would happen, and so lucky, because it was not common. And I also very vividly remember going through college and just having called my mom and dad and just saying things like, hey, I feel like really discouraged, and I feel like I have these doubts, and I'm not feeling like I can do this. I'm not cut out for this. And having that support system to help get me through it, honestly, is just how I got through it and helped me to push through.
I can only imagine how intimidating that must have been. I mean, it's already difficult enough, I think. But I believe the majority of people in academia are women, like generally. Women tend to want to go to school more and whatnot. But yeah, in these technical fields, like engineering, seeing a woman like you who goes, and even though they're intimidated, goes headfirst into it and decides that this, no matter what, no matter the doubts, I'm going to pursue this and also be very successful, is so huge, especially for other women. I mean, in a few words, what would you say that the biggest hurdle was for you in college?
Yeah, so I think that the biggest hurdle for me was probably, honestly, myself. And I think that a lot of people can probably relate to that. A lot of self-doubt, questioning my own capabilities, not feeling the most confident at times. And don't get me wrong, I still have instances like these, but I've definitely come a long way with that and grown from that, and proven not just to others, but to myself, that hard work and determination does go a long way.
It's beautifully said, really.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If you could say a few words to yourself, your younger self, as you're freshly starting college, what would they be?
Yeah, so I think that we have an idea or a stereotype of what we think that engineers are, how they talk, what they look like, and how they are as people. And I honestly have never been and never will fit in that box, and I don't want to. It took me a while to have faith that my differences are what make me me, and that is a value add to any group or organization that I am a part of. And so I think I would essentially tell myself that being different is okay, and that I am capable of anything that I set my mind to.
I love that. I feel like I needed to hear that. I feel like everyone might need to hear that. So moving forward, in your journey. What exciting things are you looking forward to in your career?
Yeah, so today I'm on a team full of other engineers, and they have a ton of experience and knowledge in the industry that I'm in right now. And all of that is just like at my fingertips, and I absolutely love that. They are continuously encouraging my curiosity, my growth. They're answering all of my questions. I have many, but I'm just excited for the continuous growth that I'm going to have with my career, and where it's at this point, and bringing my perspective to the table because it is different than the others that are on my team.
So, where would you like to see yourself, or really, where are we going to be seeing you in 5 years from now?
So I'm someone who loves to plan as much as possible. And I learned in a little over 3 years that as much as I try to plan or predict where I will be next, it never happens that way. I wanted to go into design when I first graduated and do something in the automotive industry. And today I'm supporting a team that supports sales, and I'm in building materials supporting insulation. So I can't really say necessarily where I will be in 5 years' time, but I can promise that I will continue to follow a path that is one that I'm gonna essentially just keep doing what makes me happy and keep doing what makes me passionate, because I think that as time goes on, I mean, that changes, and that's okay. As long as you just keep striving for that, I think that's what's important.
I think so too, without a doubt. Do you have a special project that's close to your heart?
Yeah, so I've had somebody say in the past couple of months, I heard someone say that young women should be exposed to STEM as an option, or just so they can just start thinking about it as early as elementary school, which I know sounds really, really young. And I mean, that was basically me, right? Having that exposure for my grandma at a really young age. So I think that one day, being able to potentially support and inspire another little girl like my grandma did for me, would be really, really, rewarding. And just to show them that truly the only limitation and boundaries that are created are ones that you're putting on yourself. And I'm living proof that you can do whatever you set your mind to, and you can do that being your authentic self throughout that process.
Absolutely. And in reality, elementary school doesn't seem too early, considering, the careers that are being exposed to, little young elementary school kids. There's a wide range. And yeah, STEM definitely is one that gets left behind. And it's one that's very important. So I agree. I love that. I love that answer. What advice can you give to the young woman in engineering right now, either entering the field or, beginning their journey?
I think you can say this probably for many women that probably just work in a male-dominated industry, but there will be times where others say, do things that are going to be discouraging to you. And you're probably going to beat yourself up over it. I know this because it's what I did to myself. But just have faith that you are where you're supposed to be, and you're doing what you love. And use it to motivate you, honestly. Use it to leverage yourself to work harder towards your dreams and excel in your career. I don't for one second regret any of the experiences, good and bad, that I have had up until this point, because it's honestly made me a better person and an even better engineer. So that's what
I love that. I'm
I would
excited for the women in engineering who are watching this right now, especially on International Women in Engineering Day.
I think it's important. I think it's something that's not really talked about. I know this is just one perspective that I have, but I think it's important, and I'm hoping that this is somehow going to resonate with at least one other one out there. So
I think without a doubt, it's a message that is going to be heard, you know, and it's a message that's echoed across all the few women, you know, but every woman probably that is in the engineering industry right now, who's had similar experiences. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you, Mackenzie. I hope that we have a chance to talk more soon. I'm very excited to see your work and aspirations come to fruition in big ways and in the ways that they really already have. Getting to know you and you really hearing about your grandmother was fantastic. I feel very inspired right now.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
We hope you enjoyed this special podcast in recognition of International Women in Engineering Day and all of the women that make up the engineering industry. By speaking with Mackenzie and hearing all of her incredible stories and insights, we learned about the importance of introducing STEM to young girls and empowering women in the engineering field, and how it will only amplify and increase innovations in all sectors of the industry. The Percussive Maintenance Podcast is now available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Show your support for industry journalism by rating and reviewing this podcast. Doing so will help us reach a broader audience. Also, please subscribe or bookmark us so that you can enjoy all of our past and future episodes. We appreciate your continued support. And remember, if you can't fix it with your brain, you can always rely on the Swift Kick. See you next time.